This is an interview with Clayton Heisington. It's the second side of tape number one. The date is August 1, 1975. We're at his home on Oak Lane Road, and the interviewer is Virginia Wiles for Rockford Public Library. Now, you just told me how far it was from Maple Grove to Kishwaukee School, but we didn't get to how far it was from Little Mound to Kishwaukee.
It was 2 miles or a little better to Little Mound School. And there were not so many children coming from that school as there were to the other two schools. The mode of travel changed quite a bit from walking, and then some of the children had ponies, and some of them drove rigs that would carry two or three extra students. And so eventually the school built a shed to house the horses and ponies and buggies, and they had feed boxes there and all, so the children were able to drive, the older children able to drive their rigs right into the shed and tie up the horses, and that way they got to school from a greater distance. The school went along with that kind of transportation until approximately 1927. Some children in the south end of the district wanted to leave the district, and so they agreed to stay in the district if we could give them bus service. So we bought them a four-cylinder bus, which didn't have any too much power the way buses run now, but it served the purpose for a few years, and then they bought a six-cylinder, which did a very good job of covering the territory. And then as the school increased in size, the school wanted more students in the high school to so that they could hire more teachers, and so they went into other grade schools and transported them even from across Rock River over in Oak Grove District, and the teachers run a little bus service too, bringing some of them in their autos and all, so that they got quite a few children into the high school. Not near as many as they would like, but yet they were able to maintain the standards that the state required.
When you got into eighth grade, did they have examinations and graduation?
Well, they had, after a fashion. The two schools, the buildings were in Ogle County. They had to take their examinations in Ogle County, and then they would go to Oregon for the graduation exercises. And of course that was quite a drive. I remember when my brother, just older than I am, graduated from eighth grade, an older sister and brother and myself, we drove a buckskin high stepper into Oregon to graduation exercises, and we got on the wrong road and drove to Leaf River, and then we went crossways back to the river road again and back up to almost into Byron, and then turned around and went to Oregon, and got there just as they were letting out all the people that were attending the graduation exercise. And we fed our horse some oats and started back for Kishwaukee. We came to a stream that was across underneath the bridge, and when we started up the grade from the bridge, there was a thrash machine stuck in the road, and the old steam engine up in front of it couldn't budge it. And I was driving the buckskin, sitting on one of these little third seats that sat between the other two people in the seat. And when I got up alongside of the thrash machine, the horse started up the gravel slope. And to show how steep it was, the draw bar hit the dashboard and bent it into the carriage some. But finally, the horse was taken down off the side hill with the buggy attached, and by a man that came back from the engine and got a hold of her, and he led her by the thrash machine, and we got on our way home. But getting back to when I graduated a few years later, the teacher, the people that graduated from Little Mound were the Story family. Stanley, who lived in Rockford until just a few years ago and moved to California, and Isla, his sister, who died in California, in Colorado, several years ago from tuberculosis. And those that graduated from Maple Grove, Jeannie Geddes, who was a teacher, later was a teacher in Rockford School, and Bertha Balke, who married a man by the name of Lindsay, who was a butcher in one of the stores, butcher shops in Rockford. When I graduated, we had to take our examination in the school at Davis Junction, and the teacher came along and took care of us, and then when it came graduation day, my folks took a surrey that we owned, and took the teacher, one of the teachers, and all five of us students in the surrey. And then the stories went with my folks, and I think I did some of the driving. We had a team of Morgan mares that were identical twins, and we just thought we were on top of the world to ride in a new surrey and have a matched team. Our ending of school in Kishwaukee Consolidated School.
Well, you went to Oregon for your graduation?
Yes.
And then what happened? Did you go on to high school?
When we went to high school, we were taken by train to Wheaton, and I and my brother, who was 4 years ahead of me in school, roomed in a private home, had a room by ourselves. We boarded in the Wayside Inn, which was a boarding place for men going to school. And a little different price of living than it is today. Our cost of our meals was $2.10 for a week, and our room rent was $1 a week apiece. So our expenses were not very high, but money wasn't as free as it is today.
How did it happen that you didn't go to Rockford to high school?
My folks figured that if we went to one of the high schools around, we would have to be furnished with transportation, and that we would have to spend quite a lot of time driving horse and buggy to town and back to each day, and then they thought that it was a chance to get started on a college preparatory school. My brother and I roomed together for 2 years. Then I found a roommate in one of the college buildings, and I roomed with a boy from Granville, Illinois, a mighty fine young man, and then on the fourth year, I roomed with a man by the name of John I. Whitaker, who was from Putnam, down south of LaSalle, and he and I had a class in German, and we agreed that nobody was to speak to each other after 9 o'clock unless we talked in German. But my German wasn't good enough to fill out the evening, but we had a very pleasant association rooming together. Then when I left the academy and went into the college, I procured a job of working in the boiler heating plant for the college. There was four of us that worked in the heating plant and took turns. And that tightened me down a little bit. I was on the baseball team and played first base for 5 games without an error, but there was a boy a little taller than I was, and I guess the coach found that I could throw a ball farther than anybody else on the team, and so he put me out in center field. And he didn't put me out there to keep me from batting, because my batting average was kind of slow. But I was on the track team, shot and discus, not very hot, but good enough so that I got a letter for being on the track team. And then later I played on the academy basketball team. And then when I got into college, I played on the college basketball team. There were four of us boys in our family, and all of us won our letters on the basketball team at Wheaton. And even my brother-in-law, who married my sister, he played on the team too. So we had quite a family bunch for basketball.
How old were you when you left home to start high school?
I left home the day I was 15 years old.
How did you feel about leaving home and going away where you'd be away for several weeks at a time?
Well, it didn't seem to bother me too much. Rooming with my brother and my sister wasn't far off. She lived in the dormitory, girls' dormitory. And then some of the teachers I knew by visiting the school when my brother was there, and it was not so hard to, but it was hard for me to get my lessons and not take in everything that went along with college. I could have got better grades maybe if I had applied myself.
But you enjoyed the sports.
I enjoyed being with the sports, on the sports team, and the trips we had were not very far away, Lewis Institute and Armour Institute and DeKalb Normal. Our main rival was Naperville, North Central College, and I guess they still are the school's rivals, although they have added a lot of larger schools to their athletic events.
What was your social life like at Wheaton?
And there wasn't too much social life. They had the big day of the year was the Washington Banquet, which was supposed to be put on in grand style, and you bought your best friend a little bunch of roses and stepped out with a clean shirt and all. Today is a different feeling about spending money, I think, than was those days. I didn't have too many clothes. It seemed like we had to get along with just one or two suits, and if we had plenty of underwear and the shoes and all, an extra pair of pants and a shirt would do for classwork, and we certainly got along pretty well. I know when I was working in the heating plant, I had to economize, and I got my tuition and board and room for the work I did, and I didn't spend much over $150 for a full year on books and extras that I spent. And I think that today they're figuring anywhere from 2,000 to 3,000 a year for a child to go in college.
What did you do about keeping house? Were you supposed to clean your own room?
Our private home that we stayed in, they saw to it that we had a clean room and clean linen, but when we lived in the college buildings, we had to see to it our blankets and all our sheets and such, we had to get them washed and laundered, and our shirts and all, we took to the laundry down Chinese laundry downtown. One thing I know that I had the privilege of that most students going away from home at that time didn't have. My father didn't give me money to spend. He gave me a little black book that I was to keep track of what I did spend, and then he gave me some of his personal checks. And my brothers before me and I, all of us had the right to sign my father's name and go into the bank downtown in Wheaton and get what money we needed. But that little black book followed every penny that we took out of the bank, and if we wanted to keep it quiet what we spent, we got out and earned it on the side at 20 cents an hour. And that was kind of hard to buy a box of candy for a date, which was sometimes the going rage, and being able to find a job to find Fannie Mae box of candy for the next Saturday night.
What kind of odd jobs could you find to do?
There was always something to do with the lawns around, and the one job that I did that was a little extra pay, 25 cents an hour, was to help clean the power tank at Elmhurst. It was 100 feet up to the base of the tank, 31 feet up to the hole in the top, and it was my job to lay up there by that hole and hang on with my legs underneath the ladder and around and draw pails of mud up from inside of the tank and let them over the side on a rope to lower to the ground. And that was about the most dangerous job that I've ever attempted in my life. I don't think I'd want to do it anymore.
Was somebody inside the tank?
One of the boys that had charge of the waterworks and electricity for the town let himself down inside of the tank on a rope, and we let in a plank so he could put across the oval bottom, and he filled the pails and sent them up to me, and I pulled them up and let them over the side. And it took us a full day to get all the mud out that had been in there for I don't know how long.
What was that water used in that tank for?
It was the drinking water for Elmhurst.
times have changed.
Well, we used to go swimming in the lake over there, and a dressing room was a good big bush down at the end of the lake.
Well, that was quite a job.
The tower tank, I think, is still standing, so I guess it didn't rust through.
When you went on a date and took this box of candy that you'd earned, what, did you go to a show, or?
Well, we went mostly, we didn't go to shows, not at Wheaton, no. We went to basketball games, and when I first went there, they didn't have a football team. The coach wanted me to play guard on the team, but my father told me if I played on the football team that I'd have to earn my own expenses and all, and so I decided it was cheaper to stay off the football team than to have to get out and earn money to live on. But as far as baseball and basketball, they were all right. I enjoyed playing in both games.
And he didn't object to those?
No, he never objected to them.
How did you get back and forth to school? To
At the time when I was going to Wheaton, there was electric train run from Rockford to Belvedere and on across the northern part of the state, and ended up at Elgin, and then the third rail, so to speak, was the means of transportation from Elgin to Wheaton. And then if we wanted to go to Chicago, we could go on the third rail or the Northwestern Railroad. And my roommate and I, when I was in my fourth year, we bought a 25-ride ticket on the Northwestern Railroad. It cost round trip about 30 cents, so the other boys that wanted to go, they would borrow our ticket and pay us for the rides they took on it. We didn't make any money on that kind of a deal, but it got us to Chicago real cheap. Back.
Was there some particular reason to go to Chicago, or was it for fun?
Well, one boy that I chummed around with some lived in South Chicago, and his home was there. His brother was there. I think his folks didn't live there, but his brother lived there, and he used to go home, and his brother was a contractor, and he was a mason by trade, and he could lay bricks along with the best of them. And he could go home on a Friday night, and Saturday he could earn enough money to keep him for quite a while just as a brick mason. But we parted company when I left school, and he was in a class or two ahead of me, and I don't know where he is today. But
did the teachers have time for individual help in school?
Yes, some. The classes weren't large. I had a teacher that tried to get me through one of my classes, but failed because I just couldn't seem to get the right thing at the right time.
But you felt you could go and talk to the teacher?
Well, I went to his office, and he was an elderly man, and he had, years back, he had camped out on our farm on Rock River with some of the family, and come out for their vacation and stay out there, and so he was friendly to the family, and I think he did a little preaching in the church when we didn't have a preacher. And he tried to help me, but finally he gave it up as a bad job, and I was glad he did, because it was just Greek to me, although it wasn't Greek that I was trying to study.
Well, you said that you worked in the, the heating plant. What was your job?
Well, the heating plant, three of us, we had a head janitor,